From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and you can call it Showdown Saturday. 14 of the nation's top 25 college football teams play one another tomorrow. And though it's early in the season, the game should help shape the race for the national championship in what looks like a very competitive season. Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays. And Stefan, last week's marquee matchup was number one Ohio State against number two Texas, and Ohio State won handily. That allowed Notre Dame to vault to the second spot in the national rankings and to play a huge game tomorrow. Help us out there.
They are at home in South Bend, Indiana, against 11th-ranked Michigan. Notre Dame's renaissance under second-year coach Charlie Weiss has been pretty well documented by now, but this is a huge game for Michigan. The Wolverines haven't gotten out of September without a loss since 1999, and they lost five games last year. And in big-time college football, that is just not acceptable. Notre Dame, meanwhile, thinks it can win the national championship. If they beat Michigan, they won't see another team currently ranked in the top 25 until they play Southern Cal in the last week of the season.
So that's one clash of the Titans. What about the other big games?
Number three Auburn hosts number six Louisiana State, and the winner of that should be a shoe-in to play in the Southeastern Conference championship game later this year. Of the rest of the ranked matchups, the one that's most interesting to me is number 24 Texas Tech visiting number 20 Texas Christian.
And why is that so interesting to you, Stefan?
Well, Texas Tech and TCU were part of the old Southwest Conference, which had a bitter breakup a decade ago. Texas Tech joined the elite Big 8 Conference, which is now the Big 12. Texas Christian bounced around three second-tier conferences, and this game will mark the first time that an old Southwest Conference school will visit TCU's home in Fort Worth, and it's expected to be TCU's first sellout since 1984.
So it seems like we can almost fast forward here. We've been talking about these big matchups this weekend, but it seems like they all could have implications for college football's postseason.
Yeah, and one thing that won't have implications is all these teams are going to be in the postseason. There's a record number of bowl games this year, 32. There's even one in Canada. And what this means is that more than half of the 119 teams in college football's top division, Division 1A, will play in a bowl game this year. To fill all of those slots, teams are going to have no better than a 500 record to qualify, six wins and six losses in a newly expanded 12-game regular season. The bottom line in all of this is more money for the schools.
Stefan, there were a couple of downright weird stories this week in the world of college football. One actually drew comparisons to the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan knee-whacking incident so many years ago. Tell us about that.
This was at the University of Northern Colorado, and the backup punter was accused of stabbing the starting punter in his kicking leg. The starter is recovering from a one-inch puncture wound. The backup is free on bond awaiting charges, but he's been suspended by the university. And I don't mean to make light of this, but it does show just how important kickers, who of course are my favorite players, are in football.
So the punter is out at Northern Colorado, and at Stanford, the band has also been suspended. Is that correct?
Indefinitely. They're not going to be able to perform when Stanford opens its renovated $100 million football stadium tomorrow night. Some members of the band were accused of vandalizing a trailer that was the group's temporary home over the summer. And it's important to understand that members of the Stanford band don't wear spats or perform precision formations on the field. It's one of those irreverent, smarty-pants college bands. And of course, this is not Stanford's first incident of bad band behavior. The band was once suspended for urinating on the field, and earlier this year, its mascot, which is a tree, was cited for public drunkenness.
Stefan, I have to say goodbye. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks to us about sports and the business of sports most Fridays. Thanks so much, Stefan.
Thank you, Michelle.